Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Here we go, back at Catching Time,
awesome.
Where we just want you to ask questions with your family, gain some time. This one's weird.
Okay.
How often do you set goals for yourself?
How often do I set goals for myself?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is a great question. My father was big on goal setting.
Okay.
He taught us from a very young age to always set goals, whether they were short-term goals or long-term goals. So I would say that I probably set goals daily. Now,
Okay. They're
not always big goals, but they're goals. For me, I'm drinking lots of water right now. So because it's healthy to drink, a certain amount of water. And
yes.
So I have goals of each time of the day that I'm going to drink this much water by this much, you know, by this time of the day.
Yeah.
For me, it helps me to build my stamina as a person to set goals, you know, to think further than myself.
Mm-hmm.
I like to tell my team, like, I'm looking at the horizon and how do we get to that horizon? How do we set up for us to get to the end? And so is it small steps, small goals, or is it big goals?
Yeah.
So sorry, that was a long answer to your question.
That's great. it sounds like you set goals very often. As I think about this, how often – so here's the question again, and I'm saying it mostly for myself, but how often do you set goals for yourself? I don't know if I do it often enough, right? I think, you know, the typical kind of seasonal year is, hey, we set some goals at the new year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Resolutions,
mm-hmm.
Right? And so I don't think I do that enough. And certainly as a kid, I'm really trying to think, did I ever set goals for myself, right? I can remember like some summer reading goals,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Which were really school instituted because I don't read. Not that I can't. I just don't. And then I also think about I was having this conversation with a couple of my small group guys, high school guys, of like, hey, we're getting ready to jump into summer. What are your spiritual goals? Where are you trying to go? And how do I hold you accountable to those?
Oh.
And I don't think they had ever set that small time period, summer, for just a spiritual goal, right?
Yeah.
Where a lot of times it's like, hey, what's your spiritual word for the year? What's your Bible verse for the year?
Yeah.
Where I think if I'm being honest, one of my favorite questions to ask leaders is, hey, what's feeding you? How are you being fed by the Spirit, by God right now?
Yeah.
And that should change, honestly, pretty quickly.
Yes.
I think God is constantly changing us and varying what kind of feeds us through different spiritual disciplines, through worship music, through whatever, right? Scripture reading, just how he's talking and communicating and feeding you. Maybe it's through great preaching. I don't know. Maybe it's through this. But what is feeding you, I think, is a great goal to often set and change. Do you ever categorize your goals? Because you said you have some for every day.
Yeah.
Are these always like work goals or home goals, family goals?
So let me put a little context in it.
Yeah.
I love making lists and checking them off. And so for me, if I can set a goal, my goal could be a task, but I'm also looking at the next thing that, you know, it's like tangible things. But I love this spin you put on it as far as spiritual goals.
Yeah.
And how can we turn that for a preschooler? Like what could be a spiritual goal for a preschooler? Maybe it's memorizing
the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah. Is it teaching your child a memory verse? You know, like because we have memory verses monthly. Our preschool one is a little bit shorter, easy to memorize with motions. What spiritual goals should we have? You know, what spiritual goals should we have for our elementary school kids? I know that something that we ask for our parents as the chief disciple maker with an elementary school kid is to read the Bible nightly with their child, especially a picture book one, so that the kid, if they're not at reading level yet, you know, they can look at the pictures and they can talk about it. I think as a parent, that could be a spiritual goal we could do this summer.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, what book are you in the Bible? What story did you learn today? And if you do it again, the great thing about the Bible is that you can read the stories over and over and it's going to hit in a different way. You're always going to learn something new about it.
Yeah. I think how we could flip the script, scaffold the question a little bit more too is I'll ask it of you and kind of answer it all at the same time. I'm going to try. What are the goals you have for me? Like if I'm the student, to the parent. Like, what are you hoping I become? What is the goals you set out, right?
Yeah.
We state our mission pretty clearly with our boys when it comes to, like, why we have them do chores and why we take it out the trash and why we – because we want you to be grown men.
Yes.
Right? We don't want you to be little boys functioning in a house. We want you to be grown men who can do these things for yourself.
Yes.
And so we restate that goal. We restate that mission when we give them a task that maybe doesn't line up with what they were thinking for the day of, I'm just going to sit and play video games.
Yeah,
but I want you to be a full-grown man. A full-grown man, unless they're paid professionally to play video games, cannot do that all day.
That's
and
right.
So we've got to take out the trash. We've got to do the dishes,
that
kind of thing. Do you have a goal set out as a parent for your kid? Or, like, what is that? Could you answer that question? I don't know.
Yeah, I could answer that question. Todd and I believe that our job as a parent and goals for our kids is to make them functioning adults in society.
Yes.
So, amen. Of course, we have values around that, you know, but like you say, taking out the trash and all those things, they all have their chores that they have to do that are part of the contribution to the family. And then they have their own things. They've got to keep the room clean. They learned how to do their laundry at fourth and fifth grade.
Yeah.
You know, all those things that we take for granted, I think, almost, that our kids are doing, but this is something that we've set out. This is what you need to do in order to contribute to society.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here to guide you, but, you know,
absolutely.
We want the second part about it is their spirituality. You were created by God, and we want you to live out what God has tasked you with. And that could be just like you were saying, how's God feeding you?
Yeah.
And that can change every day. Like, my call to my position here at St. Andrew is children's director. That has been a calling that's been placed on my life for several years now. What is the calling that God is putting on each of us? What is he calling? Because I can pray over, like, we can pray over our children. A lot of times we pray for our children's spouses that we haven't met yet.
Yeah.
But what's the prayer that we can say over so that they can be who they're called to be? Be who they're supposed to be. Who did God create us to be? What were the gifts that he gave us?
Yeah.
That's the most I can hope, right?
Absolutely. No, I think that's spot on. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to hit pause. We want you to have some conversation. How often do you set goals? What are your goals? Are they for yourself? Are they for our family? But catch some time real quick. And we're back. Hopefully you had some great conversation around your goals, what you're driving towards. Literally, but maybe also figuratively.
Yeah.
So when it comes to setting goals, how, Miss Rachel, do you – and I'm looking to you because I think you set great goals. How do you make goals that make sense? Like, you know, there's different acronyms of like SMART goals,
SMART
or
goals.
Healthy goals.
Yeah.
Or how do you define your goals? How do you help set them up?
Well, first they need to be attainable. Like I said before, we talked about the horizon. And it's like, okay, here's where I want to go. How do we get there? How do you make each step so that you don't want to give up? Like, because if I don't think something's attainable, I might be like, yeah, I'm lazy today, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give up right from the get-go. So how can we make it attainable that we can actually reach? And then how do we keep climbing up that ladder to get to the ultimate goal? How do we know? This might be even the most important question. How do we know when to quit? How do we know when to say, you know what, I need to rework this goal, or was I really listening to what I was supposed to be doing? I can think about when I was in college, my major was management.
Okay.
Did not stay a management major. I changed over to marketing. And look where I am. But my marketing degree did get me to all the places and all the experiences that I got to today. So for all of our students listening out there, do not worry if you change your major in college. It is okay, if you change.
Yeah.
It is okay if you change as many times. Yes, it may cost more money. But
and
it
more
will,
time.
Yeah, and more time. But it will be worth it in the long run. If that's the plan, that's the plan.
Yeah. So get out there, set some goals for a family, and make them achievable.
Awesome.
I love that, Rachel. Thanks.
See you next time.
This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.